Welcome. To episode 43 of the Hindu and the Jew.
Killing the mood.
It's nice though, isn't it? It's strangely peaceful.
Yes, I know. It's illustrating this third take of our show. So everyone, hello again. This is the third time we've been trying to record this show.
You're having trouble saying it now?
I'm having trouble talking.
Because the shish kebab.
I've been worn out by the Hindus.
Okay,
guitar.
Okay, look.
He beat me.
Look, the Jew...
I was sodomized by his guitar.
Yes, I stuck it up
here. Wait, but apparently, in some states, anything other than, like, conventional sex is sodomy. Makes absolutely no sense.
That's what the Texas sodomy laws were.
It's so retarded.
Lawrenceville, Texas.
Yeah, did you... A policeman observed them engaging in... It's like, how is a policeman observing? I mean, don't you think there are a few more problems other than the fact that they're having sex? Maybe the fact that they were being watched by a policeman? Who, God knows, was probably doing something else?
Oh!
I'm sorry!
Oh!
I'm sorry!
Oh, you should
be... Why was he watching?
It's disgusting!
Policeman? He was probably gay, too. Maybe he was, like, role-playing. Maybe he wasn't really a policeman. Maybe he wasn't really a policeman. He just had a costume.
You know, that's very...
Okay.
That's sickening. That's not even a menage a trois anymore. It's like, same-sex threesome? That doesn't make sense.
Okay, neither does your face. Now,
oh yeah, great comeback there.
I know, I'm really good at this. So, yeah, so we tried the show 2 times already. They both sucked a lot. So this is our 3rd time. Hopefully it won't suck as much. So, we're going to start off. We're going to go right into this first thing that... Here, intro this test. Tell me about it. What's the deal with it? Okay, you guys, I don't know if you can even hear that.
So, basically, in our psych class, we're doing personality right now, and our teacher gave us this link for this site that basically it's a free test that'll determine your temperament for you. It's a part of a bigger test, but to take the whole test for any one individual is way too expensive, and so she gave us like the free version that like you can be 1 of 4 things. You're either the rational, idealist, artisan, or guardian. I personally am an artisan, and we will read the characteristics to you once the Jew has finished taking the test. Okay, so okay. Now basically, there are about 70 questions, and the Jew has to take the questions on impulse. He can't think about it too long. He has to answer
Even
them.
Though I've already taken this once. I've never taken this before.
He has to take this immediately with that conscious thought, and he's going to ask a question, answer it, and I'm going to guess his answer.
Okay, I might have a little trouble with this. I know you're very good at not having conscious thought, but it just kind of happens for me. I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, so, that was really poor. You're just slipping.
I'm bombing.
You're really slipping.
I'm bombing.
Anyway, okay, so basically, okay. It's how well I know the Jew, really. Anyway.
It's a relationship test. Oh, okay. It's sad. Okay.
Go.
No music,
I forgot
I
you can hear
think.
It. Yeah. I hate you when you're like this.
Okay, when finishing a job... I hate you all the time, what can I say? When finishing a job, do you like to A, move on to something else, or B, tie up all loose ends? I can still hear the...
Well, answer it before I say anything.
Okay,
so I don't
what's the answer? What did I say? You can't look at the screen.
A.
No, B. Okay. I like to tie up all loose ends.
Oh, I thought tie up all loose ends was A.
You just don't pay attention. Okay, in a heated discussion, you A, stick to your guns, or B, look for common ground?
Stick to your... Well, look for common ground.
To my guns.
No, you look for common ground. But
hey,
go ahead.
Watch for the guns.
Keep on going.
Did you have a ticket to this gun show?
Okay, let's go.
Did you hear that? I counted to 1,000.
Oh.
I've been doing 1,000 of these.
That's not the line at
I know,
all.
I know.
You suck. All right, let's go. Question 3.
Do you tend to be more factual than speculative, or speculative than factual?
Speculative.
Factual. I'm smarter than you.
No, you're not.
You're an idiot. You're brown. See, facts. Facts. 1, 2, 3. Roll on after
like,
another.
You just hit your hand and it hurt, didn't it?
Yes. Okay, it is your way to A, pick up and choose... pick and choose at some length, or B, make up your mind quickly.
Make up your mind quickly.
Kind of go both ways. I'll go with make up your mind quickly. Okay, it's easier for you to A, put others to good use, or B, identify with others.
Identify with others.
Put others to good use. At work, you lose. At work, you tend to A, keep more to yourself, or B, be sociable with your colleagues.
Keep more to yourself.
True that.
Click them before I tell you the answers.
Do you tend... Okay, fine. Do you tend to notice A, opportunities for change, or B, disorderliness?
Disorderliness.
Opportunities for change. You're bombing. Do you tend...
Maybe I know you better than... You're like, putting in
likely.
What... You're putting in what you'd like to be, as opposed to what you are.
No, I'm putting in what I am. See, fine. You're just putting too much conscious thought into this. Do you think of yourself as A, a tender-hearted person, or B, a tough-minded person?
You are tender-hearted.
I don't know.
Just put in what... Just put your first reaction.
Yeah, that's what I put. Okay, are you inclined to take what is said more literally or more figuratively?
Literally.
Yes. When the phone rings, do you A, hurry to get it first, or B, hope someone else will answer it?
Hurry to get it first.
Yeah. Do you prefer to work A, to deadlines, or B, just whenever?
Whenever. No teenager likes to work deadlines. To deadlines.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, good point.
I like to work deadlines. To deadlines. Yeah. I don't want to just work. It's better to be A, merciful, or B, just?
Merciful.
Just.
Whoa!
Justice is the way to go, man.
Just keep on going.
Do you like writers who A, use metaphors and symbolism, or B, say what they mean?
Say what they mean. You don't need the attention span for symbolism.
Yes. Do you prefer contracts to be A, signed, sealed, and delivered?
I'm yours.
Yes. Or B, settled on a handshake.
I'm yours.
Yes. True debt. With people, you're usually more A, firm and gentle, or B, gentle than firm. Or, whoops.
Gentle.
Yeah, gentle. Do you consider yourself A, a good conversationalist, or B, a good listener?
You're a good listener.
I'm a good conversationalist. As may be doubted if you heard the first two episodes of this show. But
if you've heard every episode of this show.
If I'm talking about something I want to talk about, I'm more...
Yeah, you talk for about 2 minutes.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. See, look, I'm not listening. Are you more whimsical than routinized, or routinized than whimsical?
Routinized.
Yes. Do you value in yourself more that you are A, reasonable, or B, devoted?
Reasonable.
True. Do you more often see what's right in front of you, or what can only be imagined?
What's right in front of you.
Yeah, no kidding. Waiting in line, do you often chat with others or stick to business? Tell me. What do I do?
Stick to business.
Yeah. But I sometimes chat with others, but generally I stick to business. Do you tend to choose rather carefully or somewhat impulsively?
Carefully.
Yeah. Well, yes, but also impulsively at the same time. When in charge of others, do you tend to be A, forgiving and lenient, or B, firm and unbending?
Lenient, dude.
Yeah. Facts speak for themselves, or facts illustrate principles?
Speak for themselves.
True. Are you more satisfied having a finished product or a work in progress?
Finished.
Obviously. Are you more comfortable in making critical judgments or value judgments?
Value.
Yes. Are you more inclined to be A, somewhat reserved, or B, easy to approach?
Reserved.
Are you more comfortable after decision or before decision?
After.
Yeah. Which seems to be the greater fault, to be dispassionate or to be too compassionate?
Dispassionate.
Yeah. Are you more likely to A, trust your conceptions or your experiences?
Conceptions.
Yeah. Because I know everything about everything, whether I've experienced it or not. At a party, do you A, interact with many, even strangers, or B, interact with a few friends?
Friends.
Yeah. Are you inclined to be A, more hurried than lenient, or B, more leisurely hurried. Than hurried? Yeah, obviously. Are you more often a warm-hearted person or a cool-headed person?
Warm-hearted.
Cool-headed. I'm cool-headed. Cool. Do you find visionaries and theorists somewhat annoying or rather fascinating?
Annoying.
True. On the job, do you want your activities unscheduled or scheduled?
Unscheduled.
Scheduled.
Really?
I like scheduledness. Okay, I like to know what I have to do, so I have free time later. In making up your mind, you more likely go by desires or data?
Data.
Desires, because then I use the data for my desires. Are you more introspective than observative, or observative?
Introspective.
Observative. Wait.
Way.
Introspective is what? Thinking on yourself?
Thinking by yourself.
Yeah, I don't think by myself.
Okay, just keep on going.
Okay, at work, it is more natural for you to A, point out mistakes, or B, try to please others?
Please others.
Point out mistakes. Are you swayed more...
As long as you have one friend, maybe point out mistakes, but if you're by yourself, you will please others.
Oh yeah, no kidding. But at work, almost everyone's my friend, so I point out the flaws of others. Because my friends don't have flaws. They don't make mistakes. That's why you're not my friend.
even going?
Are you swayed more by a touching appeal or convincing evidence?
Touching appeal.
Convincing evidence.
Dude.
I'm smarter than you. Numbers prove it. I'm convinced.
Numbers?
Numbers. Like, I'm number one, you're number two. Right there. Alright. Yes. Are you more inclined to feel down-to-earth or somewhat removed?
Somewhat removed.
Down-to-earth. I don't really understand the question. Does interacting with strangers energize you or tax your reserves?
Tax your reserves. Oh, jeez. Shit.
Do you usually want things settled and decided or just penciled in?
Settled.
No kidding. Which is more of a compliment? There's a sentimental person or there's a logical person? Don't say before I finish saying the question.
Oh, I thought I already clicked. Sorry.
No. Common sense is usually reliable or frequently questionable?
Usually reliable.
True. Especially mine. Do you more often prefer final... can you turn that down?
It's not on to be turned
just
down.
Just stop touching it. It's making noise and I can hear it. Do you more... I can't think with noise. Do you more often prefer final, unalterable statements or tentative preliminary statements?
Final.
Yes. In sizing up others, do you tend to be A, friendly and personal, or B, objective and impersonal?
Objective.
Yeah, a little bit of both, but yeah. Just a sec. Talk about stuff. I'll be right back.
Talk about stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Just a sec.
Fine. No.
Yeah.
Don't you just love that riff? I really like it personally. Anyway, so basically, when I took this, the first time I took this test, there were some questions where I was like the Jew, where I was like, oh, I'm a bit of both, really. And so I took it on impulse, and I got artist. And then I took it a second time, and I got rational. So I'm like, whoa, I fit the criteria of both. I'm like half artist and half rational. And my teacher said take the test only once. So I went to talk to her, and I was like, oh, I took it twice, and she's like, I'm disappointed in you. I said only once, and yet you took it twice. And she got angry with me. However, I was correcting my assumption. I asked her, I was like, was Teddy Roosevelt an idealist and FDR, like, artisan touched by idealists? And she's like, yeah, that's true. I was like, was Lincoln a guardian touched through with a bit of rational? You know, like as if it's a recipe, you know, a pinch of salt, a light dusting of rationality, as it were. And basically I ruled the school with my chain of fools. That's right! You heard me! Sing in! Chain of fools! You heard me singing chain of fools! Oh, by the way, the setup is basically, the Jew finally figured out how to plug a guitar through his M-Box, and that's what I'm playing right now. Don't you really like this? I downloaded a John Petrucci's Rock Discipline, which basically is like a guitar lesson kind of thing. Gives you like stretches and how to improve your skill and stuff, and it's like one of the stretches. It's strangely discordant, but strangely peaceful. It's what I played for the intro. I think it's very peaceful and relaxing. Slightly discordant, but it gives it an edge. Really. And what's taking the Jew so long? He needs to finish taking this test. Anyway, in other news, I was supposed to join summer spring track. It started like 2 weeks ago, but I've been really busy, so I haven't had time to go. And apparently yesterday was the last day because I have this new, like, really annoying coach who's like all stuck up and stuff. So I go to talk to him today. I'm like, coach, I've been busy a lot for the past 2 weeks. I hadn't been able to join, and I heard yesterday was the last day. So I was wondering if I could join. And he's like, no. No one joins after yesterday. Maybe if he'd come and talk to me. I was like, yesterday? Maybe you would come and talk to me yesterday. And I was like, I found out yesterday at like 5 o'clock. When would I have talked to him? He's like, well, I don't care. You're not doing spring track camp. Which is really annoying because I wanted to do discus. But there you go, really. I don't know. Everything usually works out for the best. That's my philosophy. Of course, I'm only 17, but I am the man. Maybe I should wait until the Jew gets here. Oh, by the way, does it annoy you when I play my music, or do you like it? If you like it, email in saying you like it. If you don't like it, say that too. We don't care. We like emails. Or call us. Call lines. 1... or 1-206-98-HMJ, etc. Anyway, I think he's back.
What have you been talking about?
I think he's back.
What have you been talking about?
From outer space. Don't touch my headstock.
Just tell me what you've been doing.
What did you tell me to do, David? The Jew.
Just ramble.
Who's David?
Okay. Back to the questions. Is it worse to A, have your head in the clouds, or B, be in a rut?
Be in a rut.
Yes, like right now. Which do you wish more for yourself? Strength of will, strength of emotion?
Strength of will.
Exactly. Do you prize in yourself a stronghold on reality or vivid imagination?
What? Vivid stronghold on reality? You have no imagination.
Yeah, exactly. Do you tend to say right out what's on your mind or keep your ears open?
Keep your ears open.
Yeah. Would you say you're more easygoing or serious and determined?
Easygoing.
Serious and determined. Psh, yourself. Which rules you more? Your thoughts or your feelings?
Thoughts.
Yes. Children often do not make themselves useful enough or exercise their fantasy enough.
Make themselves useful.
Sure. Are you prone to A, nailing things down, or exploring the possibilities?
Nailing things down.
Yes. Which appeals to you more? Consistency of thought or harmonious relationships?
Consistency of thought.
I don't really understand consistency of thought.
Doesn't matter.
I prefer harmony. I can't be angry with people. Are you more A, sensible than ideational, or ideational than sensible?
Sensible.
Obviously. Do you see yourself as basically thick-skinned or thick-skinned or thin-skinned?
Thin.
Thick. That's right. Are you drawn more to overtones or
Fundamentals.
Sure. Do you think yourself as an outgoing person or a private person?
Private.
Yeah. Do you feel better about coming to closure or keeping your options open?
Closure.
Yeah. Is it worse to be A, a softy, or B, hard-nosed?
Softy.
Yeah. Are you more frequently a practical sort of person or a fanciful sort of person?
Practical.
Yeah. In most situations, are you more deliberate than spontaneous or spontaneous than deliberate?
Deliberate.
If you must disappoint someone, you are usually warm and considerate or frank and straightforward?
Warm.
Yes. Are you more interested in A, what is possible, or B, what is actual?
Actual.
I guess. Are you falling asleep?
Ah! What?
Stop falling asleep! Is it cluster in the workplace something that you take time to straighten up, or B, tolerate pretty well?
Tolerate.
Straighten up. In stories,
look at your room!
I'm in the workplace. In stories, do you prefer, stop it, fantasy over heroism or action and adventure?
Action.
Are you a kind of person who is rather talkative or doesn't miss much?
Rather talkative.
Yeah. Stop it.
I didn't do anything.
It's preferable mostly to make sure things are arranged or just let things happen naturally.
Arranged.
Yes. In hard circumstances, are you sometimes too sympathetic or too unsympathetic?
Too unsympathetic.
Yes. Do you speak more in particulars and generalities, or generalities and particulars?
Particulars.
Yes. Okay. Calculate.
Aha!
Aha!
You're a guardian, as I predicted.
Okay, so what's this mean?
Okay, go back. Go to the home. Click on that. Scroll down. You should see a bunch of links under there. You should see four temperaments. Click Click on it.
The four scroll down to
so you see Guardian.
Okay.
Read the bullets.
Just let me see the others real quick. Okay. Okay. Guardians pride themselves on being dependable, helpful, and hardworking. Guardians make loyal mates, responsible parents, and stabilizing leaders. Guardians tend to be dutiful, cautious, humble, and focus on credentials and traditions. Guardians are concerned citizens who trust authority, join groups, seek security, prize gratitude, and dream of meeting out justice.
Basically, virtually all Jews. That's what I told another friend of mine who's also Jewish, who is also a guardian.
We're amazing.
Dude, we? Keep on... There are other temperaments there.
Yes, but I'm not them.
But I want to read mine, idiot. I'm
cleaning my email. We've got other stuff to do, and we got to wrap this up soon.
Well, first go there so I can read
Come
mine.
Come on, group hugs. Oh, come on, Prakash. Come on.
Fine.
How about a group hug?
Increase the size of it so I can see. Oh, that was efficient by making it very small. All right.
Okay.
I just realized today that I have an... Okay, explain what group hugs is first.
Okay, group hugs is this website, Group Hug Confessions, where people just make anonymous statements. Some are true, some are not. They're all pretty crazy.
They're all so funny, though. I just realized today that I have an extremely virulent and intractable loathing for the word locket. Okay, just typing it now made me feel ill. It's just such an annoying-sounding word. The way some people pronounce it makes it even worse.
Locket.
This woman I work with locket. Said it the other day, and it was this throaty, blocknosis pronunciation that just made me want to scream. How does that...
Locket.
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 I was amazed at how angry just hearing that word makes me, but I've come to accept the fact that I hate that word, and anyone around me would do well not to... You know, for all that he's... probably insane. He has really good diction and syntax, unlike most of the posters here.
Be ohm violent? He obviously
I
can't
really
spell.
Fear that if I were subjected to the word too much, I could be ohm violent. Well, that's a typo. It's better than your spelling, and you're hopefully sane.
Okay.
Two more things. Every time I see the word masturbate spelled incorrectly on here, I want to break something. It's a U and there are people, not a C.
E. It's an E right there.
Oh, is that an E?
You're an E.
Well, thanks.
Can I read?
Last thing, and no, it's not about nuclear.
Nuclear?
Oh, that's weird. Those people should all just be sterilized with a dull pair of pruning shears. Ow. How would you do that to a woman? Just
keep
like
reading.
Stab it into
keep
her
reading.
Ovaries?
Yes. Straight punch to the baby maker.
No, what I'm angry about is people in the media following Bush's example and now regularly saying an historic event. That is incorrect grammar, you blithering idiots. You don't say an helmet, an holiday, an hose, and happy, do you?
No.
No. But it is an historic event.
It is a historic event.
You can say it either way.
No.
It depends.
You only use an as the verb following.
It depends upon how you pronounce it.
It starts with a vowel.
If you say an historic event.
An historic.
If you say an historic, that's stupid. But if you say an historic.
Historic, yeah. Only retarded people say historic.
I'm just saying it's a question of pronunciation.
Continue.
If you people don't stop murdering my language, I swear I'm going to lose it. I guess I'm kind of weird. You guess you're kind of weird? Ooh.
Well, I'm still right.
I promised my best friend I'd room with her next year. I lied and just signed with someone else. I honestly don't feel very bad either.
Next time.
I was just told I'm legally blind. That's like the best one on there. I
like this one.
I haven't had sex in 3 months and I'm going crazy. I wouldn't even mind getting raped by now.
Okay.
Let's see. I tell enormous lies to everyone I know. Everyone. They're not all white lies either. I wish and hope for death so I won't have to continue lying to everyone I love. And so they won't find out the truth while I'm alive. I don't really think I want anyone to find out the truth. I like my pseudo life. Except he misspelled pseudo. I think I'm prettier than all my roommates, but I would never tell them that. Oh. On New Year's Eve, I cut in front of dozens of people in the bathroom line. A month later, and I'm still feeling bad about this.
That'd be me.
I work at McDonald's and got high during my break today. Well, I'd assume you'd get high every chance you could if you worked at McDonald's. It was really nice, and I don't want to get high on all my breaks from now on. I don't know how to spell masturbate. It's Friday. It's 3:35. I have resorted to flicking staples at Kevin for entertainment. He has no idea.
so funny.
Why are you so amused by that?
God is Santa for adults.
I like that one.
During my first confession, I was so nervous I peed in the confessional when a whole line of other little kids were going to use it after me. It was not on purpose, but I still feel bad. My boyfriend thinks I'm a girl, but I'm a transvestite, and I don't plan on telling him.
I like that one, too. Oh, this one's not here. I guess I have to click on it. See what it says. It was too raunchy to print. Come on, load.
Load. We need to find more, like, right now.
Okay, we'll go there from here. Come on.
Come on, come on, come on.
Okay, so this is loading. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Crucis says, oh, the fontage.
Just a minute.
You know you want some serious wattage, and Chris says, of the fontage, lest you be blown away by my wattage. Wattage! Fontage! Wattage, fontage! Don't.
Okay. Ew.
Increase the size.
Ew. We'll skip that first.
No! No, I want to see it.
You're going to read it.
Let me see it at least.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
I give my dog anal even when she squeals and yumps in pain. I don't care. Whoa!
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
That is weird.
Okay. Continue.
I am 35-year-old guy, and I live at my mom's when I'm home alone. I like to put on her bra and stuff it with Jell-O. I like the feeling of it against my nipples. I don't even mind the mess. In fact, the mess is good because I get to eat it after I'm gone. Oh, God,
that's disgusting.
Okay, that'll take too long to read. It's basically long. About incest.
I don't like my roommates, alright? I wish he'd just love me. I like that one. Next page.
Oh!
What?
Nothing.
What is it with you? I'm shouting.
Oh, wait. Stop scrolling by so fast. Scroll up a little.
Yes, continue. What
I would just like to say that I'm obsessed with guys that are obsessed with girls. Having large tits. I'm one of those girls, and I can't find a man that just wants me, and not just wants me for my tits. It's not my fault that they are large and in charge. What the hell is that?
Star Wars has lost me. Has lost its luster for me? That's stupid.
Read the one after that, because I'm not reading it.
No. Especially since you wrote it. Stop
scrolling by so fast.
They're too long. Ew.
Oh. Ew. Oh. No, harsh. We're not even reading that.
7822-13890. For you guys, you want to check
it out. No, that's disgusting. That is so wrong.
I hate people. Seriously, I do. I just can't stand the way that how they act around another. What?
People.
It annoys the hell out of me. Yeah, me too. He broke up with me and he's saying.
The commonly excuse.
Wait. He broke up with me saying the commonly excuse known as, it's better for friends. I, for one, don't think this is true. This is the second time he's done this to me. What the hell? Broke up with me twice. Just notice that. Now that I know what a jerk he is, I'll learn to get with...
Not to get I'll with, jeez.
I'll learn not to get with the same guy twice. Only a couple more times for me. Yet I still love him. I'll be seeing him tomorrow night. Bro, an evening of fun. Oh, okay.
When I was 15, my older sister got me so mad, I mixed solid excrement into a batch of I'm sorry that we fought brownies. I don't know if she was trying to be nice, but she said, name omitted, holy... Go ahead.
Shite.
These are the best brownies I've ever had. That is disgusting.
Yeah. That's really funny. I like that one.
Whoa! 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 What is that? Did you read that?
Yeah.
That is weird. Yeah, you wrote it. Everyone who pretended to like me is gone. Oh, I bet you some of you here have committed suicide. It's kind of sad. Okay, these are long.
Whenever I take a pee in public restrooms, I try to take a pic. What does that even mean?
A peek.
Oh.
Spanish. A peek.
Okay, I'm not reading this. This is weird. What happened? Didn't we search for something once?
Sometimes I say things that don't make sense at the time, but end up being relevant in the end.
I lie about being a Christian because I don't want my Christian friends to reject me.
Haha. I've been rather sleepless lately. I run on 3 to 5 hours of sleep just so I can function at work. I do this so I can talk to, spend time with, or obsess over this girl I'm crazy about.
She makes me contradict. I love how that's like a sentence by its own.
Yeah.
I ignore people when they speak to me. Not because I'm being rude.
But because I think they're being rude. So you. I'm still waiting for Superman to save me.
Every time I watch some porno vid, I wonder, how do this girl's parents feel about her getting effed up the buttocks by 5 to 6 guys? I like porn. I like porn.
I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, if I were to die, only my family would care. Plus, my paper isn't that good. See, that's what school does to people. Makes them suicidal.
Do you know Women Ray has like the highest rate of suicide?
Where? Oh yeah, I talked about that today in government. I brought it up. Because I'm cool like that. Okay, so I think we need to end this soon. Oh, here it is. This is... Yeah, I remember why we didn't
wait,
do it.
Wait, I had... Do not.
Go ahead, Vigash.
Fine. I had glory hole sex just once. The embarrassment resulting from it was enough to keep me away from trying it again. I was about 16 in a rest area here in town. I was actually there to take a whiz, but saw a hole in the wall of the incredibly flimsy-looking stall. That rhymes. And a guy... This is like rated X Dr. Seuss. And the guy was on the other side of it. He put his finger through and motioned to me. I got the motion and thought, why the hell not? How do I say this without being too coarse? My member through, and the guy started blowing me. Okay, you keep on reading. I've read enough.
Basically, wackiness ensued.
Keep on reading it.
Read this.
Read it.
No.
Read it.
Next page. Next song. Next song.
Whoa, go back up. Get away.
What?
Go back up.
Up?
No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Shouldn't we be able to search for something? Just search for... Whoa, go back up. Whoa, what was that?
I knew you'd catch on to that one. Go ahead. Invite up.
I was actually looking at the one above it.
Oh, I thought you were going to invite Pakisha over to read.
If you wanted me...
That one? Oh, we already did that one.
Oh, yeah.
On the previous edition of this show that no one heard.
I'll invite
my
Pakisha
boyfriend doesn't know
over.
I'm transsexual. I love that one. Okay.
I am 14. A girl. I like to watch porn all day long. I would sit in my room at night for hours and on some weekends, all the whole weekend, and download and watch free porn videos on the internet. I don't end to them. I just like to watch them. I've probably seen 5,000 so far. Man, I'm a pervert. When I am, I do it in the shower. Whoa! You read it.
No. I told you, I don't read these things. Only the very boring ones. I like to come to the site to make myself feel better. Me too. Okay, so I think this show's wrapping up. I need to take you home so I can come home. Alright? Churches?
You know the song Relax?
Relax?
Don't do it.
If you... Yeah.
Do you understand the meaning behind the song?
No.
Think about the lyrics. Relax, don't do it when you want to go through it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Come on!
It says that?
Yes!
That's kind of amusing.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And you know the night is gonna be there anyway. My appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is making so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, boom! Afternoon delight, whoop!
Afternoon delight. That was awful.
I know.
Wait, one more.
We should. You're a Spanish
lady. The one with the weird name. Oh, Spanish lady.
Dude, that's from The Extras. I'm telling you, that's when he's talking to
the one that I'm talking about. Stamos. No, it's not. It's when she's on, when they're on the hill overlooking the city, and he sings the song.
No, he doesn't.
I promise you, it is.
No, he doesn't.
And she says, "Did you just write that?" He's like, "No. Working on that for years."
Yeah, that's when he's having an interview with John Stamos's wife. Trust me on this. Trust me on this.
I don't.
All he says on the hill, this is what he says. He says, "There's San Diego, the greatest city on the earth. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth." And then he talks about how San Diego comes from the German four wheels of vagina. But that Spanish lady song
agree
comes
to disagree
during in The Extras when he's talking to
I just
a female Stamos. Well, get out the DVD and watch. No, I don't care enough.
Let's not bother with that right now. So are we signing off?
Wait.
Goodbye, everyone. I've enjoyed this time with you. It's been, how you say, interesting. End the show.
You suck so much. Email us.
TheJewandHindu at gmail.com. Call our comment line 206-666-3252. Go for me. I rock. Our website is turned down because no one goes to our website anyways. DAKDAKDAKDAK2000.tripod.com. You can rewind it and listen to it again. I'm not going to repeat it. Let's go. See you later. We rock.
End it already.
Hi, everyone. I know the show just ended. I decided, it's like 11 o'clock, oh no, never mind, it's midnight, and I decided that I'm going to end this show with a little good music. A song by Well Built entitled Only. They gave us permission to play it, so it's okay, don't worry. Talk to you all later, bye. Drop my hand, but